Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Royal Rumble Show.
Ooh.
Royal Rumble edition of One Sports Talk here. I'm your host, Mike Yellick. Alongside, he is
the Dust.
Oh, I was going to say the Paste.
I know you were. That's not it. That's not a thing. We're not doing that. We're not doing that.
This is a big show. This is the one I got to be honest. This is one of the ones I look forward to the most time of year. It's full of surprises. We're going to have our own Royal Rumble pick special. I'm going to win. I've won the whole year in football. I'm going to win this, too.
You didn't win the whole year in football. I won a couple weeks.
Weeks in the regular season. Yeah, the postseason has been brutal for you.
Yeah.
And it's been I've been perfect. It's every game right.
Yeah, sure. Well, your statistics weren't always right. I told you that that Matt Ryan was not going to make 400 yards, and he didn't.
Don't be stupid. He made 393.
92. And that's not 400. You said he was gonna. You said he was gonna throw for over 400.
I was pretty damn close.
And I said he wasn't gonna make 400. I never said he wasn't gonna get close. I said he wasn't gonna make 400.
So what?
Neither did Tom Brady. You said Tom Brady was gonna throw over 400 yards. He didn't throw over 400 yards either.
What did he do?
What he did? Like, there was something dumb. 37. That's my guess. Let's see. Let's see how close I am.
Good.
387.
Okay.
Or 384. Sorry.
All right. We're going to have – I can't wait for this Royal Rumble pick spectacular here.
I know. We'll see. We'll see what's going on. I mean –
Big names and also some surprise names.
Yeah. Some of them are long shots. Some of them are not even close to even being able to happen. The fact that there's even a 1% possibility, I put the name in there.
Yeah.
I put the name in there. There's only one name I don't think I put in there. And I'll say it if it doesn't get picked.
Right.
I don't remember if I don't think I put it in.
By the way, 2 o'clock, we're going to begin our Royal Rumble, okay? Here in the studio, our Royal Rumble. So until that time, we had some games last week to talk about.
We did.
You want to talk about it a little bit here?
We did. So last week, we had the conference championships, the Falcons and the Green Bay Packers, and then the Patriots took on the Steelers, right? We have the Patriots beating the Steelers 36-17. The Patriots, number one defense, they allowed the fewest points all season. They kept Roethlisberger and Brown, well, especially Brown, to 77 yards and no touchdowns. They shut them down hard. Now, if you're a Falcons fan, you're excited because the Falcons just completely embarrassed the Green Bay Packers. I mean, they were on a roll. The Packers were on a roll. The Packers had the momentum. Okay, they were a team that Aaron Rodgers went on record saying that they were going to win out the season and they were going to this game, and they did. They did exactly what he said, and they came into this game with momentum, and it was just taken out from underneath them. I mean, Matt Ryan and Julio Jones, just the whole offense, best offense in the league, most points throughout the season, 33.8 on average. Absolutely just demolished the Packers. I mean, embarrassed the heck out of me. I mean, I thought the Packers were at least going to keep it a little closer than they did, but that didn't happen. Offense that has been firing on all cylinders. Think about it is, now we go into the Super Bowl. You have the best offense versus the best defense. This has happened 7 times before in the history of the Super Bowl. And the best offense is 2-5. Okay. Only twice before has the best offense won the Super Bowl. Okay. And I don't know, with this defense that the Patriots have, the way they shut down Brown like that, you know, you gotta worry for Julio Jones, because the same could easily happen to him. All right. I know he leads the receiving. All right. Rank higher than Brown, but at the same time,
right?
That matters. I mean, this Patriot defense is, and you know, especially with a coach like Belichick, you never know what he's going to do. You never know what's going to happen. And, you know, we'll see. We'll see. It depends on, you know, if the balls are the right size, anything's deflated, you know, you never know. But these games last week, I mean, they were pretty interesting. Like I said, neither quarterback that was predicted by Yellick to get 400 yards did so. So, you know, I'm just gonna throw that out.
I'm just gonna throw that my stats were pretty damn good though. You have to admit.
Yeah, they were pretty close.
I mean,
they were pretty close. But I mean, you know, if you're looking at the stats here, you're looking at Antonio Brown, Rodgers, and Williams. Right. Three main receivers for the Steelers. 77 yards, 66 yards, and 51 yards, respectively. None of them had touchdowns. Okay, Roethlisberger had one interception. He did have 314 yards and a touchdown, but it didn't really seem to matter.
By the way, real quickly, just put it out there because I know some people are tuning in and they're seeing, I thought this was the Royal Rumble show. 2 o'clock. We are strictly just talking the Royal Rumble. We just got to get the games out of the way that happened last week. Stay tuned. Just stay tuned. In less than 30 minutes, we're going to start the Royal Rumble discussion.
Seconds,
yeah, I know. Less than 30 seconds. We have.
Oh, no. That's okay.
But anyway, go on.
But Le'Veon Bell, 20 yards.
Oh, yeah. He's
20 yards. Williams, 34 yards, touchdown. I mean, there's nothing they can do.
No.
The Patriots had every play that the Steelers executed just cut off.
Oh, yeah.
And, Brady, 32 for 42, 384 yards, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions. Mm-hmm. Close to what you said, of course. Their running game, again, proving why I'm saying the Eagles don't need a running back to make the playoffs.
Right.
Because you have Lewis and Blunt, 11 yards and 47 yards, respectively. Okay?
Yeah.
Not really contributing too much to the run game. Okay? The run game, the focal point of this team.
Yeah, all right? It wasn't.
You have Hogan with 180 yards receiving and 2 touchdowns. And then Edelman with 118 yards receiving and a touchdown. Okay? Obviously, if you can get your airstrike down, running back is not necessary.
No.
Okay?
No.
Like I was saying, just to prove my point. But let's move over to this Falcons game. This game, you and I watched the first half of this game.
It was 31-0 third quarter. I'm out.
I was, oh, man, I went home at halftime.
Yeah.
It was depressing. It really was.
Yeah, it was bad, dude.
I mean, Rodgers, 27 for 45. Not good.
No.
287 yards, 3 touchdowns, and an interception. I mean, Aaron Rodgers is your leading rusher with 46 yards and 4 carries. That just goes to tell me that he's been rushed a heck of a lot around that game.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
They were all over him. You have your receivers. You have Cobb, Cook, and Nelson, 82 yards, 78 yards, and 67 yards, respectively. Mm-hmm. And, Cobb, no touchdowns. Cook and Nelson, both with one. This team struggled. They struggled a lot.
Yeah, it was bad.
And the thing about the Falcons is they were so fast-paced, okay? Mm-hmm. They were so precise with everything that they executed, and they executed it to perfection.
Yeah.
They really didn't give – I mean, it was no hurry-up offense. They just didn't give the Packers enough time to even know what was going on. I mean, I'm pretty sure defense left with a concussion at the end of the game because their brains were just so rattled by what was going on. I mean, we go over here to the Falcons. We're going to look at these stats here. We're going to go Matt Ryan, 27 for 38, 392 yards and 4 touchdowns. Now, that's better than Tom Brady. You know, if you're going to go by statistics, if you're going to go by the statistics of this game, of these two games this past weekend, that's better than Brady, who is arguably the greatest quarterback ever. Arguably. So why are you responding all the way over there? I don't understand. It doesn't make any sense. And when we look again, run game, Freeman, Coleman, 42 yards, 29 yards. Nothing serious, okay? Then we look at Jones, 180 yards and 2 touchdowns. Almost identical to the statistics of the Patriots. Almost identical. You look at the Patriots, you have Hogan, 180 yards, 2 touchdowns. Same thing, you know? So, I mean, this Super Bowl is looking to be a great matchup. Thank you, sir. Thank you for the agua. This Super Bowl is looking to be a great matchup. I'm excited for it. I'm not going to make any predictions or say anything, opinionated about it now. You know, we'll save that for next week at our Super Bowl show.
Right.
But as far as these last two games, I mean, I think, you know, I think the teams that should have won did win.
I got to be honest.
I'm happy.
It was boring this past weekend. Hey, it was boring.
If you look just at the Falcons, man, the Falcons, the way their offense was executing, that was fun to watch. That was fun to watch. If you like went to the bathroom or, you know, called a friend
right
when the Packers had the ball and then started watching again when the Falcons had the ball,
yeah,
then it was fun. But if you watched the whole game, then you're bored.
All right. Guess what, though?
What?
We're up against it. So we will be right back right after
this. Oh, this. Okay.
You better not be the one to doubt us. 'Cause we've been putting in the mouth. We only taking what was ours. So you better not be the one to doubt us. 'Cause we gon' blow your mind. We gon' blow your mind. We gon' blow your mind. Okay, whoa, we've been on the road from the go.
All right, real quickly here, I know you love this part of the show, Dustin. We have, you know, I was wondering, how do we get such great electricity in this place, the studio right now? You know how it is?
No, I don't.
Because we're Kaiser Electric, baby. Always giving free estimates. Why do you say okay like that? Always giving free estimates. They're powered by integrity. Revolving coupons are on the website at WorkKaiserElectric.com. Speaking of coupons, mention the code ONESPORTSTALK to WorkKaiser Electric. Guys, you're getting $50 off. All right. I don't know what to tell you. You're just getting $50 off your first service call, baby. Servicing the Lehigh Valley, licensed in PA, New York, and New Jersey. Get your weekends back so you can get back to watching the big games and go to WorkKaiser and leave the electrical work to WorkKaiser. You know, they helped me with my Christmas lights. They're going to be doing the same for you if you call them. At what?
Next winter, they'll do the same for you.
Well, right, exactly. But they can do it in the summer. I got mine in the summer, baby. So go to WorkKaiserElectric.com and call WorkKaiser today at 610-866-1076. What was that?
No idea.
Oh, there we go. It was like ringing the bell. All right. Yeah, there we go. All right. All right, by the way, Phillipsburg East and Honda, home of the $99 per month Honda Civic pre-owned cars. Guys, this is phenomenal to me. They are as low as $4,999. Guys, that is less than $5,000.
Yes, it is.
At Phillipsburg East and Honda, they accept all credit situations. You know why? Because their goal, guess what it is? It's 100% approval, all right?
Baby.
In February, they're going to be tackling high prices with huge savings, all right? If only if you go see new car manager Anthony Sherman and mention One Sports Talk for exclusive pricing on that vehicle of yours that you're probably going to be getting. Saying yes, it's what they do best. At Phillipsburg East and Honda, call them today at 908-859-5800 or check them out online at P.E. Honda. That's P.E. Honda, as in P as in Penelope, an elephant. .com. Take your water body also. Family owned and operated since 1948, baby. State-of-the-art facility and equipment. You can finance your deductible. You get 90 days free. All right. 45 seconds approval. Get updated repair status online. Deku's car rental service accepting all insurance appraisals, giving free estimates. Deku is your auto body specialist. I mean, it's phenomenal to me. Because, I mean, you can actually watch your car, which I've done, by the way. Watch your car as it gets repaired. Pictures of the repairs as they happen. Updated daily on the website at DekuAutoBody.com. Located at 1135 Howardtown Road, North Catasauqua, PA, 610-264-5507. Also, guess what? I actually just booked my vacation. I really did. to the Talbot Inn down there in Ocean City, Maryland, MR Ducks. And what I'm going to be doing down there, when I'm seriously going to Facebook Live it for the show. I am going to be drinking a Miller Lite because I want to be in Ocean City, Maryland with the greatest light beer and the original light beer. You're going to want Miller Lite. All right. It's Miller time. Beer, 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 beer. Hashtag six pack. Check out Miller Lite and make sure you go to Miller Lite. Go, I need all place souls, want it all, case closed. I go bounce to the wild, can't hold, to the ball game over. These boys can't hold me, you boys can't hold us. I told you, better not be the one to doubt her. Cause we've been putting in the mouth up. We only taking what was ours. So you better not be the one to doubt us. Cause we gon' blow your mind. We gon' blow your mind. When I was back home washing them dishes, I was just wishing I could just vision. I was gon' get it. I was on missions. I was just living. Walked in that building. We was just building. Taking our time. We was just yielding. We was just chilling. Away from these haters. Know they be watching like a theater. Not in these niggas that we need later. They gon' be greater. Sit with D-layers. This is what made us. We an old nigga. Probably roll baby. Probably just leave. I see you later. I salute Wager. Cop a new crib. Got some new neighbors. You get this big. They gon' want favors. They gon' want flavors. Probably broke it. Hope the Lord save us. Wait from these haters. Hope the Lord save us. Wait from these snakes. Wait from these fakes. Wait, I need breaks. Wait, I need cake. How long can we wait? Come on. You better not be the one to doubt us. Cause we've been putting in the mouth. We only taking what was ours. All right. We are back here on Sports Talk. Guys, just hold tight. I got another text that, you know, oh, well, I want to hear WWE Rumble talk. All right. Well, guess what? You will at 2:00. We will start the Royal Rumble show. We have it right here. The Rumble picks. We got music ready to go. We're getting to it. All right. We're getting to it.
We're getting there, man.
Jesus.
My goodness.
Wow, who's that supposed to be?
I don't know. Oh. We're going to get right back to your Royal Rumble talk. 2:00, baby.
Spilled water all over the place. So that's...
Did you really?
Yeah, I did.
That's fantastic.
But, yeah, getting back to the football talk. So you really think the Falcons are going to beat the Patriots in the Super Bowl? And why? I want to know why. Why would you think that?
I'm not saying anything right now.
Oh. Okay. So that's why I was just going to say, I mean, I don't think there's any shot. I would never go against Tom Brady. So I don't know.
I don't think I'm not saying nothing.
Why? I think last week in the game, though, you saw just Chris Hogan. I mean, a guy from nowhere come out and just.
Not Hulk's son.
Right. Just come from nowhere and just demolish that team. I mean. It's incredible to me. The Steelers' defense looked like mud, and he was carving it up.
Yeah.
I mean, really. I mean, they played so soft.
180 yards, 2 touchdowns.
It's ridiculous. I mean, I don't know how the Falcons' defense is going to stop him. I really don't. And Tom Brady's a different story.
Well, like I said, Jones has the same yards and touchdowns as Chris Hogan. Same. Absolute same. 180 yards, 2 touchdowns. If I didn't say it before, it's the same. So, I mean, yeah, I understand that the Patriots defense is the best, right, as of right now. But, you know, Julio Jones is just as dangerous. So I think you're going to see a lot of airtime. I think you're going to see a lot of receiving yards, a lot of catches, a lot of big plays,
right?
Deep. It's going to be a passing game, and it's going to be one in the air, and I think it's going to make for a great Super Bowl. I think you're going to see interceptions on both sides. I think you're going to see some nice hits.
Oh,
deep in the secondary.
Listen, I agree.
I'm interested to see both teams' plans defensively on how to stop these two Class A quarterbacks.
Yeah.
You know, that I was watching a show, pardon the interruption, I can't remember. It's one of the ESPN shows. Mm-hmm. And they were saying, is Matt Ryan a Class A or Class 1 or something quarterback? And they defined Class 1 as a quarterback who consistently leads his team to demolish others, basically. And, you know, there was arguments being said that, you know, while he proved himself to perform like a Class 1 in the postseason, that he's shown inconsistency in the past. And, I just think as of right now, I don't know. I don't see the inconsistency. I think I don't see it right now. I don't see the way he's playing changing between now and the Super Bowl. I don't.
What?
I don't. You're all about Matty Ice. I don't know how you're not agreeing with me.
I'm not saying he's
better than Tom Brady.
He's definitely not.
No, I'm just saying I don't see his performance dropping in the Super Bowl, which is why it's going to be a good game. I'm not saying that because of his performance he's going to beat the Patriots. I'm saying how it is right now, how he's playing right now, I don't see changing come the Super Bowl, so it should be a good game. I think it's going to be a hard game to pick.
Not for me.
I know that.
You know, I mean, I'm pretty much, if you want to look at a Hall of Fame quarterback and coach, you look at Bill Belichick and Tom Brady.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I can really say. Mm-hmm. You don't look at Matt Ryan and Dan Quinn. I'm sorry. You just don't. I mean, it's one thing to look at the Falcons and say, yeah, they're a good team. But it's another thing to look at the Patriots and say, as good as the Falcons are, they're on a whole nother level. They are. It's just on a whole nother level.
But they've been beaten in the Super Bowl before. So
yeah, that's fine.
We have Sean Spellman saying, are you ready? I said, are you ready? We're not. Not yet.
Are you ready?
Who's that?
I said.
Who's that?
Are you ready?
I already said we're not ready.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, we have 6 minutes. Okay? 6 minutes.
I'm with other people, though. I want to get this wrestling show started.
Hey, man.
Damn it.
No, can't do it. Can't do it.
2 o'clock.
2 o'clock is when we got to get it rolling. We do got a lot to talk about, though.
A lot to talk about
for wrestling coming up. So. Yeah. We will definitely get to that. Are you even done downloading the stuff you need to download? So what do you mean?
I'm getting to it. Oh, I just downloaded something twice. All right, good.
Great job.
All right.
How about this?
I am a class act. What?
Sean said he'll be back.
All right. So, all right. Look, I know everyone's he's a Giants fan. You know, I understand everyone's kind of checked out as far as football fans. Now, if you're a Falcons fan, and next week people will be back.
I don't know about
football
that.
Football fans will be back.
Lehigh Valley-wise, I mean.
Well, yeah.
You know, I know I don't care about either of these teams, to be honest. I don't. I don't care about either one.
I guess.
I will say this.
I don't know if you care, though.
I'll say this. The Falcons are definitely entering an uphill battle.
Agreed.
So
I agree.
It will be a shock if they win.
But you really think so?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if I think so or not. I don't have him.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm gonna pick him.
How?
I'm just kidding.
I don't have him because he was not mentioned anywhere.
Well, I think he might be a surprise entrant. So.
I would hope
for those, especially
because of the fact that a lot of places talked about his surprise entrance last time and how nobody cared and everyone booed like nobody cared. So nobody cares. Okay. Nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
All right.
For those who don't know, we were discussing
Jack Swagger's.
Yeah. I like him. All right. Sorry, but it is what it is. We'll see many stars tonight that we probably won't see the rest of the year.
Yep.
One of those could be. I mean, look, it's going to happen, though. I mean, there could
but
be.
We can't talk about it. Can't talk about it. Let's just go.
I'm getting pissed, like, legitimately right now.
I know. Well, finish downloading your songs, and we can do it.
Oh, believe me. Don't worry about me. Don't worry about me.
I'm going to worry about you because you're going to pick the one person that you haven't downloaded yet. You're going to be like, oh, well, hold on a second. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
No, I got it.
I have the boogeyman in here. He might show up.
Oh, my. I'm the boogeyman. I'm coming to get you. Ooh. He was like Randy Savage.
I was going to say, is that Randy Savage
right there?
As the boogeyman.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's some good boogeyman. Why do you have the boogeyman, by the way?
I don't.
Oh, okay. By the way, I was watching a story the other day. Oh, this is wrestling related.
Yes, you can't do it. Can't do it.
Guys, what do you want me to say? Do you want me to read the sponsors again, which are all wet? I almost fell again, by the way. Look, I mean, I don't know.
Here's
look,
the thing. Here's the thing.
What? Killing me right now.
Here's the thing.
Go ahead.
Okay. Like I was saying before. Mm. Best offense versus the best defense in the Super Bowl coming up, okay, next Sunday.
Right.
The best defense has the winning record.
Right.
In the seven times that the number one offense and the number one defense have faced each other.
Right.
So, statistics are against the Falcons.
Of course they are.
Yeah, they are. But I'm going to pray for mistakes by the Patriots that the Falcons capitalize on.
God.
So I can't stand the Patriots.
Wait, was it whose theme I was putting in? Or
yes.
Oh. All right. Anyway, yeah, I can't. I don't know why you don't like the Patriots. I think it's just Tom Brady hate because of greatness.
It has nothing to do with Tom Brady. As a person, I have no problem with Tom Brady.
Oh.
Well, then what's as a player? I don't like him.
Why?
You don't get suspended for something you didn't do.
Oh my God! Here we go.
That's like
here we
okay.
Go.
So that's like Hulk, that's like you know, like Hulk Hogan or Jimmy Snuka.
Yeah, I think that's BS.
May he rest in peace. Like,
well,
you know,
Jimmy Snuka's a little different.
Right. It's the same thing. It's like, look, I understand all the greatness, all the great things you've done. You're one of the best. But
yeah,
you know, when you do something like that, like I don't know, it's like meeting your favorite rock star or your favorite actor, and they're an a-hole to you. It ruins it.
Well,
it ruins it. Because, like, you know, you're Tom Brady. You're great. Why do you need to do these things to ensure victory when your skills alone do that?
Yeah.
So, you know, it's upsetting. Right. But as a person, I don't mind the guy. I don't know him. So but I don't because I don't like teams that win all the time. You know.
Exactly. So you don't like greatness. You know it. Listen.
I like variety with my sports. You know, the only team that I like winning all the time is Chelsea.
Okay.
Yeah, they're my team. But,
real quickly, what's going on in the world of soccer? Because that's where I'm at right now. All right.
Really?
I could care less about the championship weekend. We have the Super Bowl.
Is nice.
Yeah.
I like this.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, what's going on in the world of soccer is Chelsea is on top of the table. They got Arsenal coming up next weekend. And
Arsenal? Is that like in your Arsenal? Or?
No. It's just a team, man. Now, Arsenal beat Chelsea earlier in the season. Okay. And they're a top contender to win the league as well. So, you know, this is a rematch. It's a big game. It's big. It's huge. So, you know, I'm excited for it. As of right now, the African Cup of Nations is going on right now. So, you know, right now, all the countries in Africa, the ones that qualified at least, all of their national soccer teams, or national football teams, I should say, are playing in a tournament to decide the best team in the continent of Africa. It's kind of like the European Cup decides the best country in Europe as far as football goes.
Oh, okay.
Like the Gold Cup decides the best country in the Americas and the Caribbean and Central America. You know, so there's a tournament in almost every continent. Well, I know every continent. To decide the best teams in those continents.
Right.
And those teams get a bid into the World Cup. And so there you go.
All right. Guess what?
It's
time. So after this, we will be back finally with our Royal Rumble edition of Sports Talk.
Do it.
All right, we are back on One Sports Talk, and finally, we are here.
Finally,
we are here to talk about the Royal Rumble. I am so glad we can talk about the Royal Rumble. There is some big names rumored to be, well, not here in the studio, but
right
at the Royal Rumble tonight.
Wouldn't that be something if we had somebody here?
San Antonio, man. Are you ready? And right now, I got to be honest with you,
the
I am ready.
Dome. Remember
I am
the
ready.
Rumble.
Here we go.
Okay, so here's
explain
what's going to
happen.
Here's what's going to happen,
sure.
Folks. Okay, what we're doing here is Mike and I are going to alternate picking names of the superstars that are entered and could potentially be entered
right
into the Royal Rumble. Right now, there are 22 official spots
yep.
in the Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
8 spots are vacant. So 8 surprise entries are going to be in the Royal Rumble. Now, I have read a lot of websites to get every possible surprise entry I can on here.
Yeah.
I tried, you know? And, If I didn't see somebody's name, which is why Jack Swagger is not in here, if I didn't see somebody's name even mentioned
right.
in talks of being in the Rumble, they're not in here.
Okay.
So there you do, like, for example, Jack Swagger. You do have people that might show up in the Rumble that yeah. that will not be picked here today.
Well, we are going to do rock, paper, scissors, who gets the first
right.
pick.
Man, now to finish explaining this.
Sure.
Okay. We're gonna pick our wrestlers at the end of this whole shindig. Okay, one of us will have the winner of the 2017 Royal Rumble.
Yep.
And that person will also be the winner of Sports Talks. One Sports Talk 2017 Royal Rumble prediction.
Yep.
And I'm sure,
by the way,
I'm sure Yelich will have a great surprise next week for the champion to come on the air about. And we all look
my,
forward to that.
My executive order right now, as Trump has done so
yeah,
far this week.
Sure.
I am going to say that there is trades we can do at the end of the Rumble.
Okay.
We can propose a trade if we are so high on somebody.
Okay.
But it's up to you and I to decide if we want to do that trade or not.
Is it? Just us two?
So obviously.
Wow.
All right. So Who gets the first pick? Let's do this, man.
All right, best of three.
Best of three. All right, let's go. 1, 2, 3, shoe. 1, 2, 3, shoe. 1, 2, 3, shoe. 1, 2, 3, shoe. Ah, all right. 1, 2, 3, shoe. 1, 2, 3, shoe. Oh. 1, 2, 3, shoe. 1, 2, 3, shoe. 1, 2, 3, shoe. 1, 2, 3, shoe.
Ah!
All right.
Ah, fuck. All
right.
I usually never lose those.
With the number one pick, who am I picking in the Rumble? Let's see. I got everything scheduled here. I'm going to
look the other way. Make sure only get one. Some of them are mixed together here.
With my number one pick, I pick.
Read the whole thing. Read what it says. It says, the underdog from the underground, that's a huge boring loser, Sami Zayn.
Sami Zayn.
Your buddy Sami Zayn. Oh, yeah. Congratulations on your number one pick. Mike Yelich gets his favorite superstar
WWE. Like,
Sami Zayn.
Next.
I don't know if he's Irish. I don't know if he's Scottish. I don't know if he's Canadian. Well, he's Canadian, but.
Ridiculous.
Anyway.
Anyway. Yeah, right. Please move on.
His first pick is somebody who might be a surprise entrance in the Royal Rumble because of a match that has already been scheduled for WrestleMania. This person is scheduled or, you know, supposedly the opponent at WrestleMania for the Big Show.
God.
NBA's own Shaquille O'Neal.
There you go. You got Shaquille O'Neal. How do you feel, Dustin? I'm
better than Sami Zayn. You know what's going to be hilarious is if Shaquille O'Neal is in the Royal Rumble and he eliminates Sami Zayn. That'd be great.
Yeah. Well, that might actually happen, too.
Yes, it might.
All right. With my second pick and hopefully much better pick.
I hope not. I hope it's like the Wagers game.
I pick. Wow. I pick Kota Ibushi. I don't even know who that is.
He is. All right. So if anybody watches 205 Live, he is a cruiserweight that has been getting a lot of buzz that has been predicted by multiple websites to be a surprise entry
great
in the Royal Rumble.
Can't wait.
Oh, these are going. All right,
God, but you have to show me so I can get the music queued up.
Second pick.
Oh, all right.
I don't think you have.
I don't mind
music.
It. No, I don't mind that.
Owner of the coolest entrance in WWE.
Yeah, I don't mind.
Shinsuke Nakamura.
Yeah, I don't mind it.
Possible surprise entry.
How do you feel about that one?
I feel like you're trying to look for his music right now.
No. I actually like that pick. I think Shinsuke Nakamura. Listen, is he going to win? No. Could he stay in till like maybe the final six?
Oh, yeah, maybe.
I could definitely
possibly
see that.
He's
very entertaining.
I see him being like obviously a more entertaining, a more likable version of Kofi Kingston.
Yeah.
Like, you know, all these crazy ways to stay in the Rumble.
Yeah. No, I can see that.
You know what I mean? So.
All right. With.
All these people that wanted to watch the Royal Rumble show, I see one person on Facebook Live.
Yeah, really? Oh. All right. Well, we don't bring that up. Let's go to my third pick. My third pick is none other.
Pick one. Just one.
Oh!
Let's see what you got.
Uh-oh.
Let's see what you got.
All right. No.
Well, then why did you pick the wrong
That's
one?
That's not it.
Oh, you picked the winner.
My friends, is The Undertaker. Dead man walking. I feel good now. All those crap pits I may have just picked.
I feel like you're not going to trade in that one.
No. Yeah. The Undertaker. Love it. Listen, I love that.
Right,
pick,
shut up. It's my turn.
No, I do. I'm
shut
just
up.
Saying.
It's my turn.
All right, go ahead.
I have
Who are you picking?
You don't have this, guys. So there's talk that the WWE is for laughs is gonna throw this person in. I'll wait till you come back. No, I'll wait till you come back. That's not different than what I'm looking at, just so you know. James Ellsworth.
Okay.
I got a pretty. I got a real load of crap right here.
Yeah.
I got the three people that I have picked. You've picked two people that are definitely in the Rumble. I picked three people that aren't even officially in the Rumble. and all three of them might not even show up.
Well, that's too bad. I love my last pick, though. Seriously, I got the winner, I feel like. All right. My next pick will be none other than Sting.
Oh, man.
The other dead man walking.
Man, that's hey.
Hey, look. He's just a rumored one, but I like my chances. I got Undertaker followed by Sting.
How do you follow
that?
Now, here's the thing. If Sting comes into the Royal Rumble, I'm going to feel, as long as I pick somebody that actually was worth something, I'm going to feel a little bit better about you picking the Undertaker, because the reason being is the reason that Sting would be back is because he said he is not done wrestling. He wants to continue wrestling. He has been on record saying that he wants to be the next person to face the Undertaker at the Royal Rumble, WrestleMania, which would be amazing.
Yeah.
It would be almost as good as my prediction of the best WrestleMania main event in modern day times, which would be a triple threat match for the Universal Championship between Brock Lesnar, Goldberg, and The Undertaker.
Well, you have
we saw
to say,
previews for that on Monday,
but you
with
have
the three
to say,
of them in the ring.
Right, I know.
Three of them in the ring.
But you have to say, that's a big pull by me to go Undertaker and then Sting.
Yeah, I don't care. My what? Turn.
All right. Let me see. Go ahead.
Do you even have him?
No.
The Lone Wolf, Baron Corbin. At least I pick somebody that's in the Rumble. Yeah,
that's the best.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. My next pick. You're really doing bad over here. My next pick is none other. All right. I mean.
Okay, so this is a multiple pick. This covers multiple different entries that
like Brian Kendrick's gonna win the Royal Rumble.
Well, no, but so TJ Perkins and Brian Kendrick's have been, you know, talked about entering the Royal Rumble, and there have been several sites that have also said that there's a good chance that at least somebody from 205 Live will be in the Royal Rumble.
Right.
So,
yeah,
you know, there you go.
Thanks. Can't
that's
wait.
All yours.
Anyway, still, I'm just gonna bank on that Undertaker Sting pick there.
Yeah, good picks, honestly. I can't win with anybody that's in the Royal Rumble.
Who are you? Well, you never know.
He's not though.
Bad.
He's not. The Demon King, Finn Balor.
That's not bad.
Finn Balor.
Yeah, that's not
no,
bad
it's not
pick.
Terrible. I like him. I like him as a wrestler. I just don't think he's going to be there tonight.
It's just not my Sting and Undertaker pick. All right, next. We have... Oh,
I hear voices in my head. They counsel me. They understand. They talk to me.
You
got jewels in your religion, all designed to keep you safe. But when rules start getting broken, you start questioning.
So I have something I want to say. I think that what we should do instead, because you most likely have the winner, and this would be a good idea even if I have the winner, just to make it even and a little bit more of a competition. Okay. Whichever one of us has the most people in the final six.
I don't know.
Now, if I have four people that are in the final six and you only have one, but your one ends up winning it,
yeah,
then you trump me.
Right.
Right. But yeah, if both of us have, if neither of us have, like, well, obviously one of us is going to have the winner.
Right.
But, like, you know, so, you know, I don't know. I just think it makes it more interesting instead of picking the winner.
Listen.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. No.
Obviously, I'm saying it for reasons.
I need to see it, too, just in case the music.
Yeah, get it. You don't show me. No, you don't. Uh-huh. You play the music first. Uh-huh. Now, this person
is... Have the music?
No.
Okay.
This person is highly unlikely.
As a matter, yes.
Like, the chances of this person being in the Royal Rumble tonight, sure, are 3.79 trillion to one. But he has been rumored on several sites.
Go ahead.
CM Punk.
Oh. Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah, I know. Thanks. I have one person that is officially in the Royal Rumble.
Baron Corbin.
One person.
All right. My next pick.
Show me first. Good.
All right. I mean, I don't mind this one.
You hate him. Well, you hate him.
It's the Lunatic Fringe.
You have his music.
Dean Ambrose. I do, but I don't know where it is. All right. So Dean Ambrose.
Obviously.
No, I couldn't find it.
You're an idiot.
All right. So Dean Ambrose. Yeah, he's on. You need to get a good one here. Come on, man.
I'll just settle for somebody who's in the Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
I give up. I really do. Oh. I really do. I another slim the nut chance. Because even though these two wrestlers will most likely debut in the WWE at some point in time in the near future, the chances of it being at the Royal Rumble just to get eliminated over the top rope, because obviously they're not going to win, is slim to none. Tyler Bates and Pete Dunne, who both battled for the United Kingdom Championship.
All right.
Go. You better show me before you do anything.
All right.
Stop looking into the bowl.
I'm not. Oh, my God.
I do have him in there.
All right. My next pick. Stone Cold Steve Austin.
All right, Mr. McMahon. Now, the only reason that Stone Cold is even rumored to be in the Royal Rumble is because it's being held in
San Antonio.
In where he lives. So that's like the only reason. It's highly unlikely, especially seeing as the big, like, holy crap that he got at WrestleMania.
Right.
So. All right, I'll take this one.
Do I have his music?
I don't know. Yes, you do. I think so.
Oh, all right.
I'll take this one.
All right. Got to give me a second here.
Sure, I guess so.
Apparently, I don't have his music.
I watched you down.
I know. I don't know where it
go
went.
Go all the way up.
I'm all the way up. Nope. No.
Well, I have the Eater of Worlds, Bray Wyatt.
That's not a bad pick.
It's not a bad pick.
Not a likely, though.
Not even close to someone who might win. But.
So, how about this, then? My next pick.
Stop looking in the bowl.
Why? I want to make sure I don't have three of them.
You could feel it when you pick it up. You can look when you pick it up.
God, here.
Unbelievable.
My next pick.
It's time to play the game. Time to play the game.
Triple H. Wow, you have to admit, I am doing pretty good in this. Triple H.
Yeah.
Now, Seth Rollins, you better stay away.
Now, and that's another thing. Seth Rollins, if anybody out there that's following WWE, or maybe the one person that's watching us on Facebook Live. Well, people keep coming in and going out. That's crazy. It's because you started a new one. That's your problem.
Oh, wow.
That's your problem. There was crap ton.
Well, they're gonna have to just join the new show now.
Watching the old show. I don't know why I changed it, but whatever. So, the Triple H coming in the Royal Rumble is something that's been predicted for quite some time now.
Right.
Okay. And I do think that if Triple H comes in, anybody who out there knows, Seth Rollins lost his spot to Sami Zayn on Monday. So, which was talked about in a couple of the sites where they said they highly doubt that Seth Rollins' spot is going to be taken from him 6 days before the Rumble, and he's not going to be involved in some way, shape, or form.
Right, yeah. No.
So if Triple H shows up to the Rumble, you can bet your bottom dollar soon after Seth Rollins is going to come out, either legally or illegally.
Whoop-de-doo. Show me too.
I will when I open it. I'll take him. I'll take him.
At least he's in it.
I got the Swiss Superman Cesaro.
That's not bad.
Yeah, it's not bad.
All right. My next pick. Jeez, I'm on a roll right now.
Yeah, good for you.
My next pick is none other. Yes, I love it.
Highly on that.
He's American man.
Oh, Hogan. I love it. Look at all these big names I'm getting. Steve Austin, hey. Triple H, Sting, Undertaker, Hulk Hogan, Randy Orton. I mean,
I'll give you the Swiss Superman and Bray Wyatt for Randy Orton.
No.
Come on.
No.
Why?
Pick.
Why?
You're up next.
Why?
Because.
Why?
I like Randy Orton. I don't want the Swiss Superman.
You make fun of him every time I bring him up until now.
I'll take my chances with him.
Kyle O'Reilly.
Yes. I don't know what's going on with the doorbell here, but we have a doorbell right now ringing here.
Yeah, they're not allowed in.
No, they're not. Either way, let me just say this, all right? Kyle O'Reilly? Who?
Kyle O'Reilly is the current champion of Ring of Honor, which is WWE's TNA is doing that bad, where Ring of Honor is WWE's leading competitor in wrestling in the United States.
I'll pick. All right.
So Kyle O'Reilly is their champion.
Right.
What do you do?
All right, good. You know what, he cares. You know what?
What is it?
Seriously, I don't know.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know what that is either. All right. My next pick.
We should have never put that in the studio.
Yeah. Is none other than
All right.
I'll take this.
The realest guy in the Rumble.
Well, kind of, yeah. I'll go Big Cass. All right. How about Big Cass?
At least it's somebody that
I don't mind
exists.
Big Cass. Yeah. I don't mind Big Cass. How about that?
Hey, I don't mind any of them. You know? I don't or either of them, I should say.
Yeah.
All right. Next up is me.
Who do you got?
I give up.
Why?
I give up.
Why? Who do you have? Is he at least in the Rumble?
No.
Who is it?
It's the prediction only because their contracts are expiring. The Hardy Boys.
That's not.
Their contracts are expiring with TNA, and you know, they've built quite a persona over there that might carry over into the WWE. Nobody knows. There's a slim to none chance they'll be in the Rumble. Pick your person.
You are. Oh, boy. All right. My next
pick. I was excited for today. I am no longer excited.
Oh, all right. Well,
I can't believe you downloaded their music, but not Bray Wyatt.
It's a new day. Yes, it is.
Which one do you have?
I got from the New Day, Big E. Day rocks. Big E. All right. I'll take it. What do you got? I can't wait. Let's see. This is.
I hate this. We start over now.
No. Who do you got?
Freaking Mojo Rawley.
Well, I don't know what to tell you.
Go ahead.
My next pick is none other. Do I have one or two here?
One.
All right.
Oh, no.
All right. I'll take it.
Braun Strowman. I was a little let down when they could be each other in the big show on Raw.
Braun Strowman, I like that pick. I really like that pick.
Yeah, great.
All right, now please have someone.
I got somebody. I got somebody.
Oh, man.
Oh, it's true. It's damn true. That's right.
You got one. You got one. Big deal.
Somebody who has actually been predicted to be one of the few people other than The Undertaker likely to win the Royal Rumble. If he shows up,
yeah,
Kurt Angle.
All right. Fine. Whatever. Hey. Blind squirrel got a nut.
Well, yeah, that's right. That's right. I can't see for nothing right now.
All right. My next pick. Yeah, all right. I'll take this one. Is none other.
Not him. I'm playing the wrong one.
Rusev Udria. Rusev Machka.
Now, I finally...
Anyway, go ahead.
I finally found out what that means. Rusev Udria, Rusev Machka.
Sure.
Means...
What does it mean?
It means Rusev hit, Rusev crush.
Oh, okay. I like it, though, because, I mean, look at these names I've been getting. Rusev, I mean, Rusev, he could win. You never know. Never know. Well, I know, but still. All right. I have him. Hold on.
I know you do.
Here we go.
Quiet on the set. Can we please have quiet on the set?
Awesome! I came to pay to play. There's a price to pay. Time for you to get down on your knees. I came to say goodbye to the good old days.
Should have stayed on the real world.
The Miz. How do you feel about that one, huh?
I hate it.
How's your draft going over there?
Not good.
I know.
I literally have, like, if we were going to, there's a movie that comes into my head that perfectly describes this draft we have going on here, and it's The Little Giants, and I'm The Little Giants.
My next pick.
Go ahead.
All right, whatever. Is none other than.
It's a new day. Yes, it is.
Another one.
New Day Rock. I got Kofi Kingston. I'll take it.
All right. Yes.
Come on. You're going to waste time here.
Do you have
break time? The wall. Break down the wall.
Yes, you know what happens when you don't trade Randy Orton to me? Do you know what happens when you don't give me my favorite superstar? You just made the list!
All right. Watch what I'm going to do now, though. I bet you're not ready for this.
I'm not. It's probably Brock Lesnar.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Unlikely.
Shelton Benjamin.
Unlikely.
All right.
He was actually very likely.
Yeah.
Until he recently tweeted that in January that he still has a couple months to go.
Yeah.
Recuperating from injury. But he has definitely said back in November that 4 to 6 months recovery time, and he's coming back to WWE. So,
by the way, there's some two big names we haven't got to yet, which if you get it, now turns the table to you automatically with
all
these
right,
two.
I did not get it, but I got somebody who I got someone who's usually in the Rumble.
Yeah.
Not much buzz about him, but just by the fact that he has over 19 appearances, the most of any superstar in the WWE. He has the most eliminations at 44 of any superstar in the WWE. I got the Big Red Machine, Kane.
All
right. Go ahead.
I got to follow that up with something big, and I will.
Probably.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Nice. That's pretty big.
All right.
That's pretty big.
The Architect, Seth Rollins.
That's pretty big.
I like that one.
Okay. I'm scared for this.
No.
All right. Somebody that is been the little puffy Hawaiian guy that's been predicted to show up tonight. Yeah. Samoa Joe.
Yep. All right. Not bad. Not bad.
Great stuff.
I, with my next pick.
You bastard. You bastard.
Let's let this play.
I saw you.
Goldberg.
I officially admit defeat.
Goldberg, ladies and gentlemen.
I officially admit defeat. I think this one should actually be in there.
Repick. Okay. Repick, yeah.
That was stupid. I don't know why I put
that in
there.
It said any loser from any championship matches. Okay.
I don't know why I put that in there.
Yeah, I don't know either. This is terrible.
This is not even at all. Another predicted entry from NXT, the perfect 10, Ty Dillinger. Just pick. I want to get this over with.
My next pick in the 2017 Royal Rumble.
Cute.
The Celtic Warrior Sheamus.
Cute.
Not bad. Not good, but not bad. Who's your name?
Thank God.
Oh, man.
Thank God.
I don't actually even have his music on here.
I figured you wouldn't because you're a loser. You put Jack Swagger on.
Okay.
Stuff. It doesn't make any sense.
All right, well.
Go ahead and find it, you loser.
No, just say who
no,
it is.
No, you find it first.
Ladies and gentlemen.
No, see, you find it first. I just play that. Who cares? Who cares what it is? I don't even know. Yeah. My only saving grace. The only possibility I have. The only possibility I have to win this Rumble is in my hand right here. My client, Brock Lesnar. Eat, sleep, eliminate, repeat.
You know what? It could be eat, sleep, and rookies. All right? So have that.
Yeah.
My next pick.
Damn.
All right. I was hoping to get all three of those. Yeah. Undertaker, Goldberg, Brock Lesnar. All right.
Oh, thank God.
My next pick.
Thank God. Yes, all your right. favorite.
Dolph Ziggler.
Yeah, your favorite, buddy. Your favorite. There's not much left here. So, yeah.
Oh.
I don't think you have him.
I do actually have him.
You don't?
Yes, I do.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's the big show. Yes, it's a big bad show tonight. Oh.
Thank you so much.
You got good picks here at the end.
It doesn't matter.
All right.
There you go.
All right. We talked about him briefly.
Yeah.
Kenny Omega.
There you go.
All right.
From Japan. So
like
he's been causing a lot of buzz over there on that little island.
Yeah,
and
sure.
The WWE has been really keen to sign him. So
yeah.
There's two left. I'm going to take this one.
Okay.
The man that once worked out at my gym in Hellertown before a house show,
mm-hmm.
Luke Harper.
That's fine. I think I know who I'm
Yeah, I think you.
Let me just get it queued up.
Hey, you got them all.
Yes, it is.
Xavier Woods. No.
Okay.
It's a new day. Yes, it is. Yeah. All right. Oh, wait. There's one left. Who is it?
That's mine. Oh.
What? What?
That's a slim to none chance,
yeah,
but
no.
People have said it.
Cody Rhodes.
Cody
right.
Rhodes.
All right. Now, let's look over our picks if you want to read yours first, or I can read mine first.
I'll read mine first.
All right, go ahead. Going to Pastula's team.
Okay.
Let's read this.
All right. So I got Cody Rhodes, highly unlikely. James Ellsworth. Oh, yay. Kyle O'Reilly. So great. Fantastic. CM Punk. Not going to happen. The Hardy Boys. Not going to happen. The Puffy Hawaiian, Samoan Joe, Samoa, Perfect 10, Ty Dillinger, who I like, the Demon King, Finn Balor, I'll put that over here, the NBA great, Shaquille O'Neal, Shinsuke Nakamura, I'll put that there too, Tyler Bates and Pete Dunne, The Miz, I'll put that over here, Chris Jericho, the Swiss Superman Cesaro, Mojo Rawley, that over in the people that are in it, Kurt Angle, The Big Show, Baron Corbin.
Corbin.
Oh, my bad. Bray Wyatt.
You got some good names.
Kane, Luke Harper, and Brock Lesnar, my only saving grace.
All right. Going to Team Yelich. The Undertaker.
You just skipped
it. Sting. Hulk Hogan. Rusev. Randy Orton. Goldberg.
I hate that you got that.
Steve Austin.
I hate that you got Goldberg so much.
Triple H. Braun Strowman.
Oh, so stupid.
Kenny Omega.
Yeah, great.
Sheamus. TJ Perkins and Brian Kendrick. Big Cass. Dean Ambrose. Kofi Kingston. Big E. Xavier Woods. Seth Rollins. Shelton Benjamin. Kota Ibushi, Sami Zayn, and Dolph Ziggler. That's a pretty damn good
team.
That
is terrible. Like if we were to take a match, a team like an elimination match.
Right.
Right. Tag team elimination match. My team versus your team. It would be Brock Lesnar versus all your people. Like
you got Bray Wyatt,
and
you got
Big
Chris
Show,
Jericho.
And yeah. I want Randy Orton.
Well, if you want Randy Orton,
you're not getting Brock, obviously.
Why?
Obviously, it's not a fair trade.
Well, Brock, then how about I give you somebody else then? Who do you want?
Let me
Who do you want? We're trading right
now.
Who did you want?
Who did you get again?
Oh, I mean, who didn't I get pretty much? All right. So I got Sting. Undertaker.
Well, you're not going to give me either of those.
All right. I'm just going to put the ones away that I'm not trading ever. All right. So let's see. I am never going to trade. I'll trade those. I'll never trade Triple H. I'll never trade Goldberg. And I'll never trade The Undertaker. Everything else, pretty much on the table.
You didn't put Randy Orton away.
Where is he? Randy Orton. No, where is he? Yeah, no, it depends. It depends how good your trades are. I will do anything to get Brock Lesnar.
You can't.
Why?
Unless you give me The Undertaker, you can't.
No.
Then there you go.
All right.
The only two people I'll take is Undertaker or Goldberg, because those are your top three. I'm not going to give you a top three for anyone other than a top three.
I want Jericho.
I know. That's your boy. Jericho's your boy.
If you give me Jericho and Bray Wyatt, I will give you Undertaker or Randy Orton.
All right.
And Kane.
Nah. I'll give you Bray Wyatt and Jericho. That's what you said.
For Randy Orton?
Yeah. I'll give you Kane.
What were the other ones you had?
I'll give you those three.
What were the other ones over there that you had?
I have many that don't mean anything.
Oh, Big Show.
No, I won't give you him.
Oh, Kurt Angle.
I won't give you him either.
How about this? Chris Jericho and Kurt Angle for Randy Orton.
No.
What?
No, because Kurt Angle's, if he shows up, is like the reason.
But you just said you wouldn't give away Brock Lesnar. That's it.
No, I never said that was it. I said I'm not going to give away a top three for nothing other than a top
three.
All right,
then I'll have to shut that trade down.
Okay.
What do you propose any other trade?
I mean.
Here, look.
Don't care.
All right.
He's highly unlikely.
All right.
That's why.
I'm not going to give you Braun.
I don't want Braun.
Not giving you Seth Rollins.
Well, see, here's the thing. Here's the thing. You just said, you literally said, I'm giving you three people. Three potential final six people, by the way, in Kane, Jericho, and Bray Wyatt, just for one person, which will give you more.
How about this? Kurt Angle.
No.
Why?
I already said
fine.
No.
Give me Kurt, straight up Kurt Angle for Randy Orton.
No.
What?
No.
You just said you love Randy Orton so much.
I do love Randy Orton, but I have to go. If I had better picks already, you have to understand that the majority of my team already is not even officially in the Rumble.
Kurt Angle's not.
I know. I said the majority of the team. But Kurt Angle is a highly likely chance of being.
By the way, maybe Shawn Michaels, which you didn't put in. Maybe.
I didn't put in Shawn Michaels because it's slim. It's
or
like,
Carlito.
I would never. Well, that doesn't even matter.
Right, yeah,
he's in there as a joke.
Right. I know.
And Shawn Michaels, he's, I mean, because I was going to put him in. I had it written down. And then one of the websites. Actually, Wrestling Zone said that he most likely will not go into the Royal Rumble just because he knows that he's not a full-time wrestler.
Right.
And his chances of winning or even getting far in the Rumble are not like – not that they're not probable, but they don't make sense, which I like. I like the fact that Shawn Michaels went out there and was like, look, you know, I'm not going to win the Rumble. You know, I don't even have a chance of making it one of the final people. I have one of the greatest Royal Rumble victories of all time. I'm not going to tarnish my Royal Rumble career by coming in just for a name drop and then to be eliminated in like 5 to 10 minutes. So.
All right. Listen, if you want Randy Orton, what are you willing to give up for him?
I wasn't even going to give you Kane at all, but you said these three people. I think that's a pretty fair trade. You're looking at top 10 wrestlers right here. Okay.
I wouldn't say Kane's top 10.
In the history of wrestling, he's top 10. Not right now, just because he's not full time.
All these aside.
You're not getting Kurt Angle. I'm perfectly fine with not having, because I know Randy Orton's not going to win. So that's
then why do you want him?
Just because I like Randy Orton, I think he can be one of the last six remaining. But if Kurt Angle comes back tonight in the Rumble, you bet your bottom dollar that he's going to be one of the final six. And I'm not going to risk giving you Kurt Angle and have him come in and win the whole thing by surprise. Hell no. Because that's been a prediction on many of the different sites that I've been on, is that if Kurt Angle shows up tonight, he has a chance to win the whole thing. Because he's not going to come back. Kurt Angle is not going to come back at the Royal Rumble of all places.
Kurt Angle for?
I would.
I'm not going to do it. So I just wanted to see how much you would.
Of course.
All right.
But, you know, because a lot of the talk is saying that Kurt Angle is not going to come back in the Rumble just to get eliminated. If he comes back, he's going to come back in the Rumble. He's going to want a championships opportunity. If he comes back to the WWE at all, he's going to want a championship opportunity.
All right, so the ones I'm putting on the trade block right now, okay? Because I know you don't want any of these other ones, all right? So I'm going to put on the trade block Hulk Hogan, Dean Ambrose, Rusev, and Steve Austin. For all of these, would you give me Chris Jericho?
For all of those?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Bray Wyatt?
Yep.
Fine.
All right.
Made the trade. All right. Officially going to Dustin Pastula's team. Dean Ambrose, Hulk Hogan, Rusev, and Steve Austin in trade
Which for technically, I just traded you Bray Wyatt and Chris Jericho for Rusev and Dean Ambrose. But
coming to Team Yelich, Chris Jericho and Bray Wyatt,
and that's because I know your love for Jericho, so I'll give you that.
All right,
I'll give you that.
Good,
but at least now I have a little bit more to be proud of.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Hulk Hogan and Steve Austin, even though they're not probably not going to show up, like even the Lunatic Fringe, Dean Ambrose and Rusev. Better than the other crap I picked. The first 12 picks that I had.
All right, I'm proposing a trade back for Dean Ambrose in exchange for Kota.
Oh, so funny. Oh, so funny.
No, you know what? Whatever. Dean Ambrose, you can have that little piece.
You don't
of
even
crap.
Like him anyway.
No, I don't.
Which but makes me so mad because you always give me that, oh, come on, face. And you always like, you know, give me crap whenever I talk anything about Randy Orton and you're over here holding on to him for dear life like he's the greatest thing since sliced bread. Crazy.
Well, we will see.
Crazy.
But we're going to take a quick break. We will be back right after this. Ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna tune out for a little bit with the newest member of Team Yelich's music for a little bit. All right, we'll All right, we are back here on One Sports Talk Royal Rumble Edition, and right now he wanted to go through active wrestlers currently on the WWE roster. Your mic's not on
no,
there.
No, it's not. All but right, I did. I did want to go through the active wrestlers because
sure.
I wanted to see, you know, I didn't like a lot of the people I got, but that's because you got a lot of my favorites.
You're Mr. NXT Rookie.
I am. You got
have
all
fun with that.
You got all my favorites, honestly.
I got all my favorites,
my,
too.
My all-time favorite wrestlers.
I got Goldberg, Sting, Undertaker, Hulk Hogan, Steve Austin. I mean.
Yeah. So name all of your active wrestlers right now.
Currently active in the WWE, Braun Strowman, Triple H, Sami Zayn, Kofi Kingston, Bray Wyatt, Big Cass, Dolph Ziggler, Sheamus, Big E, Xavier Woods, Chris Jericho, TJ Perkins, Brian Kendrick, Seth Rollins, Undertaker, Randy Orton, and Goldberg.
Okay. So.
That's nothing to laugh at.
No. Now, my active roster, I'm going to start with James Ellsworth because it can only get better from there. Then we're going to go over Baron Corbin, The Big Show, Brock Lesnar, Rusev, Shinsuke Nakamura, Ty Dillinger, The Miz, Kane. Oh, no, he's not active. Mojo Rawley, Samoa Joe, Cesaro, Tyler Bates and Pete Dunne, Dean Ambrose and Luke Harper. So now, even though you got all the big names, you got most of the big names, okay? You know, if we had an elimination tag team match, I don't think my team would be, you know, count it out right from the get-go, per se. You know, it depends where the matchups fall. But, you know, I think just having the Big Show, Brock Lesnar, and, you know, and Kane, you know, Baron Corbin, Rusev, you know, those big dudes right there. You know, you're talking about Shinsuke Nakamura, who can probably eliminate a few of those boys you got over there, like your pretty boy Dolph Ziggler and any one of the New Day. You know, Dean Ambrose is pretty good. Cesaro is pretty good. You know, Luke Harper's a big dude. So,
but let me ask you something.
You know, would my team win? Probably not. But
let me ask you something. What would you do in a 8-man tag team match or a 16-man or whatever you want to call it when you have Seth?
Oh, so you want to pick 8 and let me pick 8?
Yeah.
Okay.
No. I mean, we're still gonna keep the ones we had.
Right. Yeah.
But this is just active right now. I'm really thinking. I mean, I picked 8 wrestlers out of Team Yelich. Dude, you don't stand a chance with.
I don't know about that.
You don't stand it. What are you going to do when Braun Strowman, probably the most dominant athlete right now in WWE, Braun Strowman, combine that with the architect, Seth Rollins?
Here, wait a minute. Ask me one at a time.
All right.
What am I going to do with
Braun Strowman, what are you going to do with him?
Put the Big Show in.
What are you going to do with Seth Rollins?
Well, Braun Strowman is going to be out. The Big Show is still going to be in. You think about? Actually, no. With Seth Rollins, I'll put in Dean Ambrose just because of the rivalry.
The Viper, Randy Orton.
Luke Harper.
Triple H.
Brock Lesnar.
Bray Wyatt.
Rusev.
Chris Jericho.
Cesaro.
Oh, here's where you have no comeback.
Yeah.
Undertaker.
Well, and Undertaker, just because that would be cool, I'd put in Kane. They fought before, and Kane's won before. So.
And Goldberg.
Well, then I lose.
You have no answer.
No. Well, I feel like Brock Lesnar would still be in.
I like my team. I like my team. And
I had to pick 8. Baron Corbin, Kane, Cesaro, Luke Harper, Rusev, Dean Ambrose, Brock Lesnar, and the Big Show.
The last two are the only ones that scare me.
I'm not crying about that team. I'm not.
Okay.
I mean, your team obviously has the bigger names, but.
I love my team.
That's a good team.
And listen, we have other matches tonight. I mean,
hold on. I want to get to something quick.
Sure. What do you want to get to? Because I just spoke a little bit here about my great team that I picked. And I have to say, Team Yelich is going to dominate Team Pastula tonight at the Royal Rumble.
Team the Dust, by the way.
Yeah, whatever.
So, listen. Hold on.
What's going on here?
Hold on a second. You bumble butt.
What the heck?
All right. I'm not sure why that was there.
I gave you 4 for 2. There's 2 left. I, an executive order, I'm going to put Kevin Nash and Scott Hall on my list as well.
You can't do that.
The NWO. I can do it. I just did.
Executive order. What gives you the executive order?
Kevin Nash and Scott Hall.
What allows you to do
because
that?
Because he wasn't on here.
Of course he wasn't on there.
Like Carlito or Shawn Michaels.
No, why would I take people that weren't even mentioned to even show up. They're not going to show up.
Hey, Scott Hall and Kevin Nash.
All right, go ahead. Put Scott Hall and Kevin Nash. They're not going to show
up. That's fine. And if they do, they're not going to win, but at least.
They're not even going to show up.
We'll see. Stranger things have happened. Anyway, what were you saying?
Yeah, like Jack Swagger.
All right, go ahead. Whatever.
I still think that we should pick a number and say, like, team-wise. Okay, obviously, whoever has the winner of the Royal Rumble wins, right?
Yes.
But let's put out the possibility of being a double champion. You have the winner of the Royal Rumble, and seeing as we both pick teams, there should also be who had the winning team.
What do you mean by that?
There's 30 wrestlers.
Right.
Okay. There's 8 vacant surprise spots, right? So just because of that, that's how I'm thinking this, right? Mm-hmm. So.
Oh, like non-active wrestlers?
No.
Oh.
What I mean is, whichever
by
one.
By the way,
us,
real quickly, we'll get to your call in a second here.
We'll go ahead and answer the call. We can talk about this later.
Well, we're talking about it now quickly. All right. Real quickly, joining the because we're up against it here. We're about to leave, but real quickly, line 1-610. What's your name and where are you calling from? And he dropped. Okay. All right. Oh well.
Okay.
We're up against it though. But what? Real quickly.
So,
what?
I think that. The last eight spots,
okay.
The last eight people left in the Rumble.
Sure.
Whichever one of us has the most team members
right.
still left in the last eight spots will win who has the best team, who had the better team. Because obviously if I have seven people in the last eight spots and you have one and that one person wins the Rumble, yeah, so you're the champion, you're world champion of the – you are the – One Sports Talk 2017 Royal Rumble Prediction Show champion.
Well, that's kind of right. I like the whole just strictly who wins the Rumble.
But we've done this before in our past sports talk shows where we've made multiple championships. Remember, we had a weekly championship.
Yeah, and that was too much and confusing.
Only to Ryan Leaf fans. but let's have who had the most successful team.
Yeah, but I don't like that. Because that's too confusing. And
how is it confusing?
It just is. Real quickly.
For your simple mind, how is that confusing?
We have 2 minutes left. I really want to just get to this real quick.
Go ahead.
AJ Styles, John Cena.
AJ Styles, John Cena.
I'm actually going to pick John Cena, too.
John Cena.
Unfortunately.
John Cena wins.
Roman Reigns, Kevin Owens.
Kevin Owens retains.
Ugh. Okay, so you're thinking Kevin. Really?
Yeah, what do you think?
I think Roman Reigns.
Oh, I hope not.
I think Seth Rollins is going to come out in that match. Who did Triple H hand the belt to? Kevin Owens.
Yeah.
Think about it. It
makes sense. True. Good point.
Seth Rollins will come out.
Good point.
You know.
And it'll set up for Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar rematch or something stupid like that.
So you think Brock Lesnar will win the Rumble is what you're saying?
We got a minute. Go to the other matches.
Well, I don't.
Charlotte retains.
Yeah, I mean, that's not. I mean, it's just, listen.
Charlotte retains for the Women's Championship. That's what I'm going to say. Okay. I think Kevin Owens retains. I think John Cena becomes 16-time ties Ric Flair. I think Neville wins the Cruiserweight Championship.
Right.
Mickey James and Natalya are going to beat Becky Lynch, Nikki Bella, and Naomi.
Right.
I think the Gallows and Anderson are going to take the
Neville
titles.
Will beat Rich Swann.
I said that already. I think Gallows and Anderson are going to take the tag team titles from Cesaro and Sheamus.
Yeah.
I think Nia Jax kicks Sasha Banks' butt. All right. There it is.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. We will see you next week right here on Sports Talk.